this crowd as a home ice. What was your first impression?
It was great. I mean, obviously, you could tell we were excited to come back from that road trip. You know, our first period was great. We were on our toes, and I think a lot of it just has to do with coming back to home ice and having that support from the fans.
I mean, your goal probably wasn't exactly as you drew it up, but what did you see on that play?
I was just trying to drive the net and take the defenseman with me, and I rely on Griff to make a good play, and if you go to the net, you get rewarded, and I think that's all that was.
Guys don't like to talk about individual stats, but you have 3 goals, 3 assists now in your fifth game with the Moose. What seems to be clicking?
I think it's what I just said. It's just going to the net, making smart plays, and if you look at my assists too, it's just throwing the puck to the net. It's nothing special, and I think a lot of it has to do with like the guys that I'm playing with. It's nice that they're doing the same thing. They're keeping it simple, playing smart, and I think it's paying off, and that's nice when they start to go in like that.
What did you see in the fact that these guys were able to kind of quick strike every time you seem to build a little momentum? They were pushing back. I mean, they are the second place team in the Central.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we have to work on. I mean, it happened all road trip too, where we would score and the other team would come back and score right away. I think the shift after goals is a big shift in any league, and I think that's where one thing we have to work on is just chipping pucks out and chipping pucks in those next shifts.
What can you say about J.C. LaPons? A couple of big hits for you guys tonight.
He's a warrior for us. He's done that ever since I've been here, and that's why he's been rewarded with the points that he's getting and the ice time. He's playing hard, and he is a warrior.
Penalty kill was a big part of tonight's game. Seemed to build momentum for you guys in the first two periods.
Absolutely. They have a skilled power play. They have a lot of skilled guys over there. They try to do the seam passes, and I think if we just keep doing what we're supposed to do and taking away those passes and collapsing to the net when they throw pucks there, I think it's paying off, and I think a lot of it has to do with our communication on the ice.
You look at the amount of time spent in their zone tonight. Is that a success in terms of what you've been talking about the forecheck getting in there and causing problems?
Absolutely. We want that first guy to get in there and the second guy to get in there too. And I think tonight, obviously, we did have some good pressure in their zone. I think it was just us being on our toes, like I said, at first.
You've played 180 NHL games. And as a guy who's still pretty young at 26, most of those were in your early, mid-20s. So what's it like for you coming down to the AHL now and kind of being more of a veteran guy down at this level?
It's fun. I mean, it is fun. Obviously, you play hockey to get up to the NHL, and I know that's what I'm here for. I'm here to just, keep pushing, trying to make myself better, make the team better, and, I want to get up there, and so does everyone else in there. And I think for me, being down here, it's just about working hard and making sure everyone that's in this dressing room is working hard. It's just the same as I am.